B-Pod Studios.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning on a Monday.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Safe to say the three of us did not storm Area 51 and we're all alive and well.
Right. But still no Nicole, so maybe.
She posted a video yesterday and a picture of herself watching a football game. That I guess it was the Panthers game from Key West. That's where she is. She's on a five-day bachelorette party.
Wow, so they get the Panther game down at Key West.
Yeah, how about that?
Of course they do. Listen, this sounds like a terrible idea, by the way, a five-day bachelorette party. That sounds like an awful idea.
She's got to be broke, right?
Not only that, because Florida's expensive, but, like, I don't know. I could probably party like that for 3 days.
Yeah. Two, maybe. I had a two-day bachelor party.
Anyway, good morning. Monday, September 23rd, and this week, even though fall is officially here, it arrived at 3 a.m. this morning. Temperatures are going to be in the mid to upper 90s.
Yeah, so we have the fake summer that we're dealing with now.
Yes. And by the way, it's like 67 out right now, so that's kind of nice.
On the first day of fall. Hello.
Yeah, but it's going to get 40 degrees higher in one day. How crazy is that?
So here's how it's going to go each day this week. Winter between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. Spring between 6 and 9.
Yeah, I don't even know if you can call that winter.
Summer between 9 and 5, and then fall, you know. But how was your weekend, Loren? Give us your weekend in 30 seconds, if you would, please.
It was good. So I participated in, like, a charity activity on Saturday, and I had I am not known for working out in any way, shape, or form. I am a hot yoga, maybe at best. And I had my girlfriends talk me into doing this beer and burpees event.
Oh, gosh, that sounds awful.
Beer and burpees?
Beer and burpees. So,
good combo.
That's not burping. Anyone who was
there was a moment when we showed up, and I was so nervous. So it's a partner activity where, like, you and a partner, which was me and Dallas, do 3 sets of, like, 25 reps, and in between each set, you chug a beer. Oh. And it's, like, a almost like a CrossFit workout. It's not exactly CrossFit. It's more like a boot camp, but
with beer.
Yeah, with beer. Yeah. So right before we're, like, going off in our heat, I was so nervous because I don't do this on a normal basis. And everyone's like, oh, you'll be fine, you'll be fine. Dallas looks at me and he's like, I need you to do 2 things for me. I need you to finish and I need you to not throw up and embarrass me. And I was like, okay, I can do that. I was like so nervous.
How many beers did you have?
It's like there's 4 beers total. So you have to chug one before you go. Then you have to do all these activities, run, come back, chug another beer, and then do it all over again.
Wow.
So
people do puke, right? Because, like, I would be puking immediately.
Nobody puke. I didn't see anybody puke. Puke, and it was actually fun. I was like, oh, maybe this working out thing is fun. I don't know.
Oh, man.
And the calories you burn, you put back on with the beer, so it's a never-ending cycle.
So
that's good.
But you can, like, split the reps any way you want. So, of course, I made Dallas do the majority of them.
Oh, good.
So my weekend was very eating-filled. I had a lot of food. Very big food-heavy weekend because we had someone in from out of town. And, you know, she lives in Chicago. There's a lot of food here in Charlotte that they don't have in Chicago. So it was like a food bender. And for once, I didn't even finish a slice of pizza last night. I actually stopped. And I'm like, whoa.
Wow.
I've never ate just...
What control?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I typically always eat like 2 or 3 slices.
But you had enough from the weekend.
I did, man. I had just a food-filled...
Coma, yeah.
Ugh. So much food.
No, that's funny.
We had a breakfast, a pre-lunch, a lunch, and then like a pre-snack to the dinner, and then a late-night snack. I mean, it was so much food.
You see, people are like, oh, you eat too much. No, I eat till I'm not hungry anymore.
Yeah.
Like that, and then the garage closes.
And it runs right into the next meal.
Yeah. Come on, man. My weekend was, I did a lot of different activities. Saturday night, we did our first bonfire, which was nice, you know, in the fire pit.
I saw it.
I guess it's not a bonfire, it's a fire pit.
Was it cool enough Saturday night to have a bonfire?
Yeah, it was like 71, which was nice. And then on Sunday, we went to a festival in the park right over here at Freedom Park, which was awesome. And then we came home, and I proceeded to take my daughter's diaper off, my one-year-old daughter, Ruby. And Amanda goes, put the diaper back on her. I was like, no, she's going to take a bath in a little bit. Just let her run naked. She was loving running around. Well, she crapped on the floor.
So your wife reminded you.
Yeah. Then. So she crapped on the floor, and I posted it on my Insta story.
Oh,
and
if
I tell you that one person to 20 people said, you got to call Zero Res. And that's, every message I got was like, Zero Res, Zero Res is going to love this. You guys always talk about Zero Res, Zero Res, Zero Res to the rescue, Zero Res. It was all Zero Res. So anyway, here's the truth. We're getting rid of that rug anyway. It was like a rug that when my dog Kasia was alive, she wasn't feeling, she peed a lot. She had accidents in the house. So like that rug has been cleaned and cleaned over again and again. And we're just going to burn it in the fire pit.
Good.
Yeah. Full circle of life.
That's right. And then last night, the Emmys went down. Loren will get us updated on all the big wins and why the Kardashians were pissed at the crowd because they were laughing at them.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
Would you be so willing to get rid of acne that you would do this? That's the question I have for Roy and Loren this morning. I was reading an article on Cosmo.com, and the person who was writing it said that they're middle-aged, and they're dealing with bad breakouts of acne.
Okay.
And a coworker told her that she was told that if you piddle, if you will, pee.
Okay.
On a napkin or toilet paper and then rub it on the acne, it's for sure going to go away.
Oh.
Probably not going to do that.
She was so desperate to cure the acne because she had a date. She wanted the pimples to be gone.
And did she do it?
She did it.
Did it work?
It didn't work.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
And she went to the dermatologist later and told the dermatologist that that's what she did. And the dermatologist was like, no, please.
Your coworker hates you.
Your pee is your body getting rid of bad toxins and bacteria.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you don't want to put on your face.
I guess maybe she thought like it would burn the acne off. I don't know. Because, you know, a lot of people say breast milk cures everything.
Right.
So you're supposed to, if you have acne, put breast milk on it.
I think the coworker just hated her.
That's what I said.
I think it's all a big joke. It's like my buddy Randy. Buddy Randy wants me to put dog poop on everything. If you get a cut, he's like, put some dog poop on it.
So that you can sit back and laugh.
You idiot. You idiot. You put dog poop on yourself.
Everybody knows toothpaste cures acne issues anyway, right, Loren?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Get us updated on the Emmys last night. They went late into the night. We'll have that for you and other things that are happening in Hollywood, right?
Yep. Including Billy Bush getting shamed on the red carpet.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So the 71st annual Primetime Emmy Awards was last night. And this was the first time since 2003 that they ran the show without a host. And I think that kind of hurt them ahead of it. Like, there wasn't a lot of pre-promotion.
Yeah, there was no host. And then they had some, like, announcer guy who was making comments while the show was kind of going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, while people were walking up to the stage, he's like, hey, there's blah, blah, blah. Look, there he is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a weird thing.
And they did have an animated Homer Simpson who was available to warm up the crowd to get some laughs.
That was funny. And then Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel came out and did a whole thing about how the show sucked because they didn't have a host. It's pretty funny.
Okay, so drama series last night went to Game of Thrones. Comedy went to Fleabag, which I've never seen Fleabag. So now it won these awards last night. I feel like I need to sit down and watch it.
I'm glad Chernobyl won a couple of awards because I was all in on that. That made me proud that, like, I picked the right show because it wins awards. You're like, see, I told Amanda, I'm like, see, I know.
Yep. But there was a moment before the award show started where Billy Bush was on the red carpet. And this was like his first red carpet since being fired in 2016. The Twitterverse was not happy about it. Billy was asked if he was worried that some people would ask about that infamous tape. And he said, no, it's old news. Well, of course, Twitter was not happy with that response.
Yeah, the reporter from Variety didn't do this guy any favors by asking that question on the red carpet, you know what I mean? But it is what it is.
Another awkward moment was when the Kardashians were giving their award. It was Kim Kardashian and Kendall Jenner. And I don't think that they were trying to make jokes, but the audience sure thought it was funny.
When Kim Kardashian comes out and says that they're a normal family doing normal things.
Our family knows firsthand how truly compelling television comes from real people just being themselves. telling their stories unfiltered and unscripted. Here are the nominees for Outstanding Competition Series.
And maybe you said you thought Kendall looked really annoyed.
I thought she did.
I just think she looked kind of aloof to it all. Like, I'm not sure she understood what was happening in the moment. But afterwards, I'm sure they were not happy.
If there's one thing we Kardashians know is how to be real people doing ordinary things. I went to Target yesterday.
Halsey, she was at the Emmys as well to bring a little class doing the In Memoriam, and she covered Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time. You have that?
Sorry.
That's what? Okay.
Time After Time?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm glad you pay attention to my dirties. Never mind. We'll do it in the 7:30.
I don't see it.
All right, that's your dirty. They're not into it.
Ah, hold on. I got it. Her too. Crowd was rough last night.
All right, coming up in the 7:30 dirty, I'll tell you the real reason that Miley Cyrus and Caitlin Carter are broken up.
Big news in the high school football picks this weekend.
Ooh, okay, does somebody? So right now you're 4-0. I'm 3-1. Everyone else is 3-1.
Mm-hmm. There was a loss.
Oh boy,
there was a loss.
Who was it?
Did you guys look it up? Do you know?
No, but you're looking right at me, so I'm sure I lost.
Yeah, oh yeah, it ain't good.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Charlotte's number one music station, Kiss 95.1. That's the Mandy Moore and the Rim Morning Show. Every week, we pick high school, local high school football's games to root for. And the goal of this is that whoever picks the best high school football teams will win, and the losers will have to be handcuffed together for 24 hours. Right now, the current score is 3-1 for Maney. I'm sorry, for Loren, me, and Nicole. Maney, you are 4-0.
Yes, and I took the Indian Land High School team against, I believe they played Nations Ford.
That was supposed to be a tight game, right?
Both teams needing a victory. Unfortunately, I will not go undefeated this season. And I'm sure Loren and Roy and Nicole are happy to know that the Nations Ford Falcons beat the Indian Land Warriors 31-20.
So you lost.
I lost. So that puts me at 3-1.
Okay.
All right. Well, I took Sumter against Northwestern, and I won. And it was a crush out, too. I feel bad for Northwestern. It's 40-0. I mean, at one point, you're like, all right, come on.
40-0?
Yeah, can we just go hang out for a while and stop?
So that puts you at 3-1.
Well, I'm glad you two know. Go ahead, Roy. What were you going to say?
Is that right? 3-1? I thought I was already 3-1.
No, he should be 4-1.
4-1?
Yeah,
so you must be now.
Oh, I'm 4-1. That's right. Okay, I'm 4-1. I set myself short on a game.
Well, I'm glad you two know, because I'm still trying to look on this website and I can't find if Statesville won or lost. Statesville against Concord.
Okay, I can find this out. And Concord versus Statesville, who did you take, Lorraine?
I took Statesville.
And Statesville won 61-6.
All right.
That puts you at 4-1.
61-6?
I know. These are like crazy scores.
That puts you at 4-1 also.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for Nicole, who's not here. She is out of town on a 5-day bachelorette party bender.
Who'd she have?
It probably doesn't matter. She's not going to come back alive anyway, so does it matter?
Yes.
She had Vance High School.
Against who?
I do not know who they played, Roy.
Oh.
But I do know that Eric, a.k.a. Muscles, is filling in for her this week and has been doing a good job the last couple days for us. So if you call the show today, you'll be speaking with Eric. So thanks to Eric, who works at night also. I don't even know if Vance played. So she'll take a loss for not being here. If I can't find the game on the score sheet, then she's taking a loss.
You also couldn't find the paper we wrote our papers on, and it was right next to you.
Yeah. Hush up. She won. It was 49-7.
Okay. All right, so that puts everybody...
Everyone's even.
...at an exciting 4-1. Now the season really starts. Now we pick our teams for real. No more messing around.
Yeah. Says the guy who was under. We've been picking our teams for real. It's now level playing field.
All right. Everybody is 4-1. And if you don't know, the two people with the worst record at the end of the high school football year will be handcuffed together for 24 hours as we have a little fun with being handcuffed together. Now, if there's a tie, we'll put our names in a hat and pick out the two names, and those people will be handcuffed together, okay?
Okay.
High school football, it's a big deal in North Carolina, and a big deal for us and our families who will have to deal with us handcuffed for 24 hours.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Ah, Indian land, let me down. Okay, I won't take it personal. We got a War of the Roses for you. Roy, tell everyone why we hated Mark before he even sent the flowers off. Before we even knew he cheated, we didn't like him.
He was a telemarketer, which is like the worst profession. And if you're listening to us and you're a telemarketer, we hate you.
Love you for listening to the show.
But hate your profession. So you got to figure out if Mark is a cheater. He's a telemarketer, so you already have that going for him. We'll find out with the War of the Roses.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Lensley, give us a little background on you and Mark and what's going on that makes you think he's cheating on you.
So I've been with Mark for 2 years. Now, we've been talking about moving in together really soon, and we've even discussed getting engaged. Like, this is a serious relationship, and I'm looking at him like, you know, is he going to be my husband soon? My issue with him is he always works late. Every Wednesday, every Friday. Like, who works late on a Friday? He works for a telecom business.
Let me ask you something. What exactly is a telecom business? Is that like the telephone industry, obviously?
Landlines?
It's like cold calling. Like those telemarketers that blow up your phone all the time.
Oh.
Trying to sell you insurance or a credit card or something crazy. Is that.
Oh, so he runs a telemarketing.
Yes.
Well, you can't be calling people's houses at 9 or 10 o'clock at night. I mean, how late is he working?
And see, I know that he has no reason to be there because he used to have to stay until 9 o'clock because they had to call the West Coast. But they don't even do that anymore. They only have East Coast clients now.
So is that what they call us, clients?
Yeah.
First of all, I already hate your boyfriend. The fact that he runs a telemarketing firm is, like, enough to make me want to scream.
Right. Ugh. I mean, nobody likes those calls. But what the hell? Like, I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. And I keep asking him, and he's saying, you know, they have meetings, they have this, they have that going on. He's not being, something isn't right.
Okay. Well, we'll call him and try to figure it out.
All right, Roy, dial Mark up, and let's find out who he sends the romantic roses to. If they're not to you, let's wait to find out how much information we can get out of him before you jump in, Leslie, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Mark?
Yeah, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark. My name's Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well.
Awesome.
I hope you're doing well.
I am. Well, I'm calling today to let you know that you are the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we selected you to get $100 in beautiful free red roses to send to someone you love.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, I never win anything. That's all right.
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send these roses to?
Rena. I'll send them to Rena. Rena.
Okay.
Well, I'll send the roses to Rena.
Okay. And I have a card here to go with the roses. What would you like to put on her card?
We can say, enjoy these. Don't let the cat out of the bag. We could get in trouble.
Okay.
She's one of my employees. We have to keep it, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, so will I be sending this to your office or to her place?
You can go ahead and send them to her place.
Okay. And what do you think your girlfriend Leslie is going to think about this?
I'm sorry. Excuse me?
No, you heard her right.
Oh, Leslie, this is not, it's not what,
no,
it,
no,
it's
no,
not
no,
what
no,
it looks like.
Don't try to start her now. And then don't let the cat out of the bag, the secrets. So you've been cheating on me the whole time with Rena?
No, it really has not been going on that long. It started small and then it kind of just escalated. It really hasn't gone on.
So for the last 3 months, you've been going to Rena's house. When I have met Rena, and Rena's been smiling in my face, we've had conversations, and then you do...
Mark, we hate you.
Listen, it really was a mistake. You know,
we hate you for multiple reasons, Mark.
You're not even listening.
You're a telemarketer and a cheater. You're literally the worst person ever.
I'm sorry. Leslie, can you please take me back? I'm sorry. Like, I'll end it with Rena. We can move forward.
Please take me back. You're over here sending her roses today. And you all know this is a whole lot. So you can go back behind my back again and have an affair with someone else. No, there's no.
Mark, what was so special about Rena that made you want to flip around and mess around with her over Leslie?
I mean, you know, Rena had just she was new into the office, and you know, it was just new energy. You know, me and
new Leslie, energy. Problem with my energy.
I knew he was going to be dumb. That's why I asked.
What?
How many calls does she do in an hour, Mark? That makes so good.
She was okay at her job. She wasn't the best at it. You know, she probably, you know, she met her quotas, but, you know, she was nice. She was just a nice lady. And, but you know what? I'm done with that. You know, as a matter of fact, I'll go ahead and fire her. I can fire her and
oh, that's not right.
Fire her for what?
Except you're not doing me any favors by firing her, Mark. You know what? Just hang up on his dumb asses. He doesn't know
any
better.
Leslie.
Sorry, no calls after 6 p.m. Bye.
He's the one that should be fired.
Yo, he tried to talk himself out of that. No wonder why he's in the telemarketing business.
Yeah.
Holy cow. All right, Leslie. Sorry. I'm sorry. And you know the Rena girl, too, which makes it even more awky.
Yes. I had a conversation with her just last week. You know what? I'm done with this.
The MRL Morning Show.
So Brandy sent us a message, and she sounds like she needs a little help.
Okay.
She thinks she met the perfect guy a few weeks ago, but he's seems perfect, but he's also one extra thing that she thinks is a problem. And she sent us a message and said, "Hey, guys, I met the perfect guy a few weeks ago, and we've probably been on 6 or 7 dates. He's exactly what I'm looking for in a guy. He's got a great job. He's polite. He's tall. He's handsome."
Well, now don't tell us what the other thing is. Let Roy and I guess.
Okay.
The negative about him, he's shorter than her.
Ooh, I was going to say a smoker.
Are you locked in?
Different political. Okay. Yes, I'm locked in.
Okay, you're locked in.
Different political background.
But he's also very quiet. She says, "I had to make all the small talk when I introduced him to my friends, and he kind of just sat back and, like, watched us." She said, "I don't know if I can make this work. Has anyone dated a quiet guy? Is it worth it? Will it work?"
I'm pretty quiet. I think it will work. You got to stick that out. So that's one of the great things about Sterling. And
I talk a lot.
Oh, and over people. Yeah. And over people. But there's times where we'll just be sitting in the living room not talking to each other at all.
Wonderful. Sterling's quiet, too, for the most part.
You know, when we want to be outgoing, we're outgoing. When we want to be in our little turtle shell hiding from the world, we do that, too.
But I honestly, as y'all's friends, I wouldn't say either of you are quiet.
I totally agree with you.
Like, once you get to know you, you're very outgoing. And
yes, you're right. It's my shyness is with new people, 100%.
But the problem with Brandy is that she's been on 5 or 6 dates with this guy. Like, at that point, he should be at least outgoing with her, I would think.
Would you like dating the quiet guy, Loren?
No. I need somebody that can keep up.
That's what I loved about Amanda when I met her the first time. I fell in love with her at first sight. She came in. All of her friends were like, "Hey, Amanda." You know, like, and then I just thought to myself, geez, this would be the perfect partner to take with me, you know, to parties and events. And we would work so well together.
I think I would end up friend zoning a quiet guy. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't cut him out of my life totally. Because, I mean, it sounds like she appreciates certain things about him. You know, she says that he's handsome, polite, tall. He's got a good job.
Isn't sometimes a guy shutting up the biggest gift?
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, isn't this
you know what? On second thought.
Yeah.
Maybe she should just marry this guy.
All right, let's do this. Let's turn it over to you guys, the MRL show fam. Clearly, Roy and I are not the quiet guys, so we can't help here. And Nicole's not here today, and even if she was, I know that she probably couldn't date. Although her last couple girlfriends, although Lauren, her ex, was not quiet. Mm-mm. Yeah. Can you date the quiet guy? Are you okay? I mean, I guess it would work the same way with women, too. You know what I mean? Like, if you're...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Partner's quiet, not overly talkative. Does that wear out over time?
I don't know. I think some people like the spotlight, too. So maybe it does work.
704 sent a text message and it says, don't do it in all caps. The quiet guy means that there's something going on that he doesn't want to talk about.
No, that's not true.
What do you mean? Maybe it is.
That's like really looking deep into the situation. Like somebody can't just be quiet.
I thought it was a funny text.
This is Carla in Lancaster. Hey, Carla.
Hello.
All right, Carla, can you date the quiet guy, or is that too much to carry conversation all the time?
No, me and my husband have been together 21 years, and unless you speak to him, he is not going to speak back.
Really? Lorraine's drafting papers right now for
Dallas. I'm like, it does kind of sound like the perfect man.
Yeah, but after a while, like, Carla, you come home. I mean, don't you want the man to ask you how your job, how work went and get into a conversation, but you have to generate all of it?
No, he does. He has gotten better. He will speak whenever he gets home. But if we're out in public and I'm sitting there carrying on a conversation, if you don't speak to him, he is not going to speak.
Okay, all right.
So he just lets you take the lead.
Yes.
Thanks, Carla. Jeez, Lauren, who knew this segment was going to turn your life around?
Yeah, right.
All right, this is Christina in Indian Trail. Welcome to the Mania War on the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I had a similar situation. I dated a guy that was super quiet, and we went to family functions and family friend outings with my friends, and I would always be making the conversation for him. And my dad's the type of dad where if you don't speak to my dad, he's going to like wonder what the heck's the problem. So he always thought that was just the weirdest thing to not be respected. So, no, you can't date somebody that's too quiet because you can't make conversation. And then on top of that, communication is key in the relationship. So if you can't communicate and you can't make a conversation, it's kind of different. It's like, it doesn't work. So, no.
Thanks, Christina. Yeah, good
that
point.
That is true. Yeah, communication is key.
That's what I think 704 was texting about if they're quiet, there's something going on. Maybe, you know. And well, okay, let's say that maybe there's not something going on, but if there is something going on...
You won't know.
You won't know, because you're not going to communicate it. So, Brandy, the main thing is that he's tall and handsome and polite and has a good job. Those are three things that outweigh the quiet.
Give it a chance.
Give it a chance.
Write it out.
Yeah. All right,
we got a brand new senseless survey. This time I ask her, hey, did you know that aliens invaded the moon? Because, you know, humans did invade the moon. We are technically aliens to them. And that went right over her head. You got to listen to this brand new senseless.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
Please call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello.
Jasmine, Mr. Brown here, U.S. Senseless Bureau. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I got to ask you a few questions here for the census, and we got to get your paperwork in, okay? Why are Doritos triangles?
Well, I would assume so that they can fit in your mouth more easily.
And what if phobias are a result of how you died in a past life?
That would make sense to me.
Jasmine, if you're waiting for the waiter, is it true to say that you've then become the waiter? Do you ever think that your pet names you the same way you name them?
No, but I often wonder if my pets get confused by the fact that I wear clothing.
Oh, that must be strange for them because they're naked.
Right.
And are you aware that aliens invaded the moon on July 20th, 1969?
That is very specific.
Well, it was televised here in America. We watched it live happen on the TV. Mm-hmm. Listen, ever notice that teenagers drive like they have limited time and old people drive like they have all the time?
That I have.
Are you aware that strap-on spelled backwards is no parts? Oh, did that go too far?
That's awesome.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
So Miley Cyrus and Caitlin Carter have broken up, and we're all wondering why. Because they seem to be not only together, but besties, and they were even dressing alike. Saturday morning, they were even seen like walking arm in arm, dressed almost identically. And then all of a sudden, we learned that they had broken up. So, things were moving too quickly, too fast for Miley. And Miley is the one that, in fact, broke it off.
Ah.
Yeah. You know, she had just separated from Liam, and everything was really hot and heavy with Caitlyn. They went like 0 to 60, and she just had to put the brakes on. So she felt like it was better just to remain friends and separate herself from the relationship.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. The 71st annual Primetime Emmy Awards were last night, and there were some funny moments in the show. Kim Kardashian and Kendall Jenner tried to deliver some lines that was supposed to be very straightforward, but the audience thought was hilarious.
Well, yeah, they went up there and they were like, we're normal people and we know that reality shows were... Well, here, hold on, I have the clip.
Our family knows firsthand how truly compelling television comes from real people just being themselves.
Telling their stories unfiltered and unscripted.
Here are the nominees for Outstanding Competition Series.
And Kendall looked annoyed.
Yeah, they were dead serious, but the audience thought it was hilarious. Yeah. It was also the first time since 2003 that the award show went off without some hosts. And Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel had some fun with it, too.
How's the old no host thing going? What a dumb idea. What a joke. So stupid. You know what has a host? Applebee's has a host. Yeah. They have food, too. We would have brought food.
Yeah.
And now you guys are going to starve to death.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, some of the big winners of the night, of course, was Game of Thrones and Fleabag, which I've never seen Fleabag.
Me neither, but it won big.
Yep, it's one of those things I'm going to have to check out. I told you guys on Friday that I was thinking about going as J-Lo for Halloween to Gravedigger's Ball.
Yes.
And this was before any of this happened. I just want to say I think I'm connected to J-Lo in some, like, pathological thing. Because over the weekend, on Friday night, she closed out Milan Fashion Week in the Versace show wearing the iconic dress in a new form. And it, like, broke the internet Friday night.
Yeah, it was weird. Just earlier that morning, Loren's like, she asked me, she's like, do you think anybody would understand this outfit? Like, understand that it's the 2003 J-Lo outfit? And I was like, no, I didn't even know what it was. And then that night, J-Lo wore an updated version of that outfit.
Isn't that crazy?
The universe is connected in strange ways, Loren.
It really, really is.
Ooh, think about it, J-Lo. Ooh. Send Loren the actual dress.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine?
Send her the dress.
All right. So we just talked about Kim Kardashian, and this is hilarious. The Kardashian kids are out of control. And I don't mean, like, Kim and Kourtney. I mean, like, their kids. The grandchildren are out of control.
Oh.
Apparently, North tried to bite her nanny and fire her.
Oh.
So she tried to bite her and then told her that she doesn't need a nanny anymore, that she could go home.
I love that the rich little grandbaby's already snotty.
Oh, my
no,
God.
You're fired!
So snotty.
I want my candy!
Kourtney also said that she doesn't have a nanny anymore because her 7-year-old Penelope scratched her in the face.
Mm.
So, of course, Kris Jenner was like, hey, this is a huge problem and your kid should probably call and apologize to the nanny.
I don't think my nieces even understand the term "you're fired." I don't even think they would be able to grasp that. Yeah,
somehow the Kardashian kids know that.
Right. Wise beyond their ears. Okay. All right, that's your dirty for now.
Let's play Can't Beat Loren.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. Now it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hello, Nicole.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. You're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
All right.
Nicole, in York County, throw Loren out so we can throw you a prize.
All right. Miss Loren, get out of here.
I'm going.
All right, Loren is walking out of the studio. The door is opened and it is closed. She can no longer hear these questions.
She's got a casual 63 wins. I feel like that number's gotten huge. Blink of an eye. Yesterday marked... Okay, here we go, Nicole. Yesterday marked the 25th anniversary of the hit show Friends. What actress played the character Rachel on that show?
Jennifer Aniston.
And the 2019 Versace fashion show went down on Friday. J-Lo closed out the show in an almost exact replica of her iconic 2000s Grammys gown. What movie is she currently starring in where she plays a stripper?
Hustle?
Question three. The Emmys were last night and Game of Thrones took home several awards. True or false, Game of Thrones aired on Showtime?
False.
There's mixed reports on how many people actually showed up to this military base in New Mexico this weekend. What base was that?
Area 51.
And question five. Actor Tom Hiddleston can be seen on Broadway where, according to reports, ladies are getting real hot and bothered by his performance. What Marvel movie did he star alongside Chris Hemsworth and Natalie Portman?
I don't know. Doctor Strange? I don't know.
Come on in, Loren. Okay, all right.
She did pretty good. She got four correct, Loren.
Okay.
All right, Loren, let's see how you do if we make it 64 wins. Yesterday marked the 25th anniversary of the hit show Friends. What actress played the character Rachel?
Jennifer Aniston.
1-1.
And the 2019 Versace fashion show went down Friday, and J-Lo closed out the show with the almost exact replica of her iconic 2000s Grammy gown. What movie is she currently starring in where she portrays an adult dancer?
Okay. Hustlers.
2-2.
Just sounds much nicer.
Okay.
I just read what's on the paper. The Emmys were last night, and Game of Thrones took home several awards. True or false? Game of Thrones aired on Showtime.
False.
That is correct. It's 3-3.
All right. Now, there's mixed reports on how many people actually showed up to this military base in New Mexico this weekend.
Area 51.
That is correct. It's 4-4. We're tied.
Actor Tom Hiddleston can now be seen on Broadway, where, according to reports, women are getting, like, real hot and heavy. Did you hear about this?
I don't think so.
Yeah, read the New York Post. Okay. They love his performance so much, Loren. Things are happening. What Marvel movie did he star alongside Chris Hemsworth and Natalie Portman?
Chris Hemsworth is Thor, so I'm going to say Thor.
That is correct. Unfortunately, our friend Nicole said Dr. Strange final score 5-4. Loren, you have 64 wins.
Nicole.
Oh, Lord, I can't beat Loren.
Hey, if that last one got you, I'm not into the comic book thing either. That was just process of elimination, so I'm with you.
Awesome. I was close.
All right, Nicole. Thanks so much for playing today.
All right, have a great day, Nicole. Loren.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what this sound is?
Oh, my God! I don't know, but it's awesome.
Yep. That's somebody screaming with excitement. Somebody on the MRL show had an awesome surprise for a significant other. We'll tell you about it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and the Ren Morning Show.
Speaking of boyfriends, Roy, I saw on your socials you had a nice surprise for your boyfriend over the weekend.
I did. So his birthday's technically today. This last weekend was his birthday weekend. I secretly arranged for his best friend from Chicago to come to Charlotte. And so he had no clue. I mean, literally, we did everything we can to be, like, you know, secretly texting, deleting our texts.
When did you start planning this?
Well over a month ago.
Okay.
Like that you were secretly texting and deleting
them. Yeah, because you never know. Because he sits beside me all the time. If he sees Alexis pop up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know you don't have the best memory. Was there a lot of not being able to go back and looking at previous texts, screwing up your car? Listen, no. I forget what you just told me 2 days ago.
And, like, we would have secret conversations because, like, I would be like, okay, he's not home yet. And then we talk and plan things. Yeah. So it was all orchestrated.
The rooster's not in the hen house.
So Sterling, we snuck her into the apartment and she was kind of hiding in the kitchen. And then when Sterling came in from walking our dog, Callie, he saw her in the kitchen and had a total meltdown. It sounded similar to the manatee girl.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, it was excitement.
Yeah.
Okay, it wasn't that bad. I forget how good that audio is.
I know. Manatee Girl's amazing.
Oh, my God. Oh, she's beautiful.
Oh, man. But we...
Cool reaction, though, because all your hard work and planning paid off, you know, and you kind of get a thrill out of seeing how happy he was.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
It was really good. Although, I also did the thing that you're probably not supposed to do. I got a little too much of the drinking Saturday, and wow. Then... It's been, you know, you guys remember back when I was single and I would go out partying on the weekends. Yeah. Whenever I get drunk, I'm a wanderer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think they were all prepared for that.
Oh, boy.
Male, as I wander in Saturday night, we went to Hawkers and I just, like, left.
Oh,
and I was going to talk to people outside, sitting down, introducing myself.
Hawkers is a little restaurant down here in South End, y'all, where South End is exploding with restaurants and stuff. So you just took to the streets?
Took to the streets. Nice. And there's, like, a lot of people out there now, because now this whole South End area is just, like, a casual. You just go out there and chill. And so
and it's not 97 degrees out at 9 p.m. anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was like, instead of him enjoying his birthday, he then had to take care of me.
Oh, man.
Which is like the worst birthday present you could give someone.
Is his friend from Chicago still here?
No, she left yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, she left yesterday. Although, so she is into plants just as much as we are now. We're very big on the plants.
Loren.
What?
We've got to discuss this after 8.
I know. Roy talks to them. He waters them. It's like a whole thing. It's like they're babies.
Like names them.
Mm-hmm.
And he made a phone call to someone the other day that I was like, whoa, really? Okay. And it all has to do with Roy's plants. We're going to talk about that coming up.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Maney, Roy, and the Wren Morning Show.
All right. So, Loren, do you know that Roy's got a ton of these in his apartment? He waters them. He talks to them. I think he's even named them, if I'm not mistaken.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
What is it?
They're not babies, I can assure that.
Not pets?
Nope.
They're plants.
But they're living.
And you think they are.
They're living, breathing things. And they're providing wonderful oxygen to our house.
This all started about a year ago when Roy wanted to get one little medium-sized tree in his apartment.
You and I went out to Lowe's and got a mass cane tree.
We got a huge tree and we put it in the back of my pickup. And it was during the hurricane. And the wind was blowing the branches all off.
Yeah, I don't know how that guy's still alive, by the way.
Only you and I would transport a tree in a hurricane force wind.
But Sterling got really excited with these plants, and instead of buying like one plant at a time, we just decided to buy like a whopping 15 and just live inside of an Amazon.
You have a greenhouse.
Kind of. And it is really nice to have real plants, because I would still try to buy like all these fake plants, and it really isn't the same. But yeah, so we have a few of them that are named, and they are... I guess we take such a personal approach to them because when they're feeling upset, they start looking a little wilted. And they're not doing so well. You can tell.
Okay.
So we talk to them like,
Frankie the Fern, Loren, you're going to laugh at this, but Frankie the Fern loves Family Feud. And when we put the feud on, his leaves start aiming towards the TV.
Seriously, oh, my gosh.
I can't tell you how many times I've looked at the pet and I'm like, oh, poor little guy. What do we need
to do?
Do
you baby talk them?
Yeah, I'm like, do you need some water? You want some sunlight? How do we fix you, bud?
I'm tearing. Oh, my God. But you know what? I bet you there's a bunch of Roys in the world, and we want to hear from the Roys out there. If your plants are your pets and your kids, yes. We're legit asking this. I never thought in my radio career I'd probably be talking about, do you name them? I will go, I swear, I will pack up and go home if someone calls and says they take their plants with them when they go places.
Well, but otherwise they would die without, like, our
and
plants
I don't mean
need
we,
what's that?
I don't mean week-long vacations. I mean, like,
oh,
like I'm going to run errands today.
You take your plant with you.
Nobody's going to do that.
And I'm bringing my plant with me. Percy, the plant's coming with
me. What's any different than having a stupid fish? All that thing does is swim around. This is the same thing. The plant is our pet.
Except for it doesn't move.
Yeah, but it does, though. Like we were looking at one of our snake plants, and it was looking a little rough, so we had to adjust some things and reevaluate the care. It's gone so bad because we have this one plant that's clearly must have the flu because we're trying to do everything.
What's its name?
I don't know this one's name yet, but we're trying to do everything we can to save it. But its brother's thriving. He's dying. And so I called. We bought two of the same plants, and somehow one of them is just not adjusting well to our apartment. So I'm like calling experts, and I'm like, how much would it be it's like I need a doctor. Like, how much would it be for you to come and tell me what I'm doing wrong to these plants?
You call the botanist.
Yeah, an interior botanist, which, by the way, super expensive. Don't call them.
Why? What are they? I mean, what would they charge for a house call?
It's like $100 a month, and you have to commit to a 12-month plan.
Oh my god, dude, that's yeah. $1,200 a year.
Just for someone to come tell you, hey,
you got
to
water it more.
Yeah, put this guy closer to a window, you idiot.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
But you know, Sterling's friend it has a lot of plants too, and so she came in and she told us. All this like really cool stuff to take care of the plant, which was really nice. Because I guess we weren't watering it enough, well enough.
803 said my boyfriend was watching mine the other day, and I asked him if he was talking to them. He was like, no. And then he looked at me like I'm a crazy person. You got to talk to them to keep their leaves happy.
Yeah, seriously, it's no different than like a fish.
Well, I know. And we have 12 lines, and like 9 of them are lit up with people who are saying that, you know, they do treat their plants like their kids, and tons of text messages coming through. One text message is blowing my mind. We'll read it to you here in just a second. But first,
listen, I know our plants so well. We have a peace lily. When she's having a great
a what?
A peace lily,
mm-hmm.
When she's having a great day, her stem to her flower is straight, like really, really straight. She is like just fully straight and powered right on up. And then if something's going a little bit wrong, she starts, it's not so straight. You pick up their moods.
Is this Mima? Mima?
Mima?
Mima?
Oh, boy, you have a bad phone connection.
Oh, are you there?
No. No, she's not.
Can you hear, guys?
You want to try?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead, Mima.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no way.
Just pretend like we can hear it.
Okay. She says that she's got a Brazilian plant that she brought all the way here from Brazil and like handled it with care, y'all. Spent major money to make sure that tree, that plant was taken care of in his travels.
Let's talk with Jan and Charlotte. Jan, what happened?
Hey, so my husband had this plant before him and I were even together, and he named it Audrey because the musical from the 80s called Little Shop of Horrors, there was a plant called Audrey that would not die, and this plant refused to die. We've had it for years and it keeps sprouting and it will not die.
And you take care of it?
Yeah, like it just sits outside on our porch and we water it like once every, I don't know, 3 weeks, and there's just like a new sprout every like couple months and it won't die. We don't even mess with it.
And Dean's grandma got him a Venus fly trap, and you know how wet the summer was up until about the August, like pretty much after August we haven't gotten any rain. So the Venus flytrap sat outside and got plenty of rain. And then, like, just about a couple weeks ago, Dean was, like, outside crying. And I'm like, oh, no, did something hurt you? Did you get bit by something? He goes, no, the Venus flytrap is dead. Because we stopped, I forgot about it. Because it was growing with all the water we had. And then we killed it.
What is the, like, over, thanks, Jan. Under time that you can leave a plant if you go out of town by yourself, Roy?
It depends on the plant. I mean, mine is, like, once a week.
So if you were to go out of town for the weekend, would you hire somebody to come over and watch your plants?
We now have to.
They have an investment. They have hundreds of dollars in plants in that apartment.
We now have to have someone to take care of our babies.
This takes the cake. Area code 803 says that her and her sister got two plants together when they were younger, and they actually, when they meet up, they bring the plants. That's a text message we got.
Like a play date? Like a play date of plants?
They just all sit together?
It's like a plant play date, and they put the plants next to each other, and then the plants hold leaves together. It's the most precious thing ever.
Interesting. Yeah. If a plant play date is code for, like, we get together and drink wine, I might be in.
Yeah. BYOP, y'all. All right, we got to get to Roy's senseless survey.
Yes, it's brand new. I call someone. You know, we went to the moon back in, like, 1960-something. And I told her, I said, did you know that aliens invaded the moon? Because technically, to the moon, we are an alien. Flew right over her head. It's a brand new senseless survey.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
Oh, it's good stuff. All right. What's happening in Hollywood, Lorraine?
All right. Well, we told you last week that Taylor Swift's fans, they didn't want her to do an appearance. And she actually ended up canceling it. So she was supposed to perform on... at a racetrack for the Melbourne Cup in Carnival. And her fans were like, hey, a couple horses have died there. Like, this isn't the best thing for, you know, animals or animal rights. Like, why are you doing this? And she ended up canceling the performance. Mm. So her fans, of course, were praising her on social media.
Okay.
So I know you guys love this. Now, we're going to talk about Bindi Irwin for a second. And I know she's not like an A-list celebrity or anything, but you guys love this topic. Like, who'd you not let come to the wedding?
Yeah.
Well, she has banned her grandpa from the wedding.
Yeah, so I love Steve Irwin. Dean loves Steve Irwin. Mm-hmm. And so what happened was after Steve died, he was very close with his dad.
Uh-huh.
And his dad and Terry, Steve's widow, had major falling outs.
Yes. So now Bindi is saying, like, my dad Steve would have definitely put the stamp of approval on here, but my grandfather is estranged from the family and doesn't want me to marry this guy. So he's now been banned.
Wow. Yeah. It wasn't good before that, though.
Yeah. Miley Cyrus and
There's a whole documentary on YouTube. By the way, if anybody's interested about Steve Irwin's dad and Terry not getting along.
So Miley Cyrus and Caitlyn Carter officially broken up, and Miley is the one that put the kibosh on the relationship. She's said that it was just moving way too fast. It went 0 to 60 for her, and I mean, they were even dressing alike. Like, when two become one, that's very that quickly. Yeah, you need to put the brakes on. And she said, you know, I just separated from Liam. I just need to, like, kind of find myself and be done with it. So there's
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's going to be friends now.
Okay.
And the 71st annual Emmy Awards were last night. Hostless, by the way. The big awards of the night went to Game of Thrones and Fleabag, which apparently I need to see Fleabag now.
We're getting tons of text messages and DMs saying that Fleabag is a great show.
I've never even heard of it until today. Is it on Netflix or something?
I think it is Netflix.
Maybe yeah. FX? Is it FX?
Oh, I've never even heard of this.
It's on the sheet.
Okay.
It's about dogs
yeah.
who don't clean themselves.
Like, I couldn't even begin to tell you one storyline on it. Like, I've never even heard of it until last night.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's about a drug dealer, isn't it? You know, there's nothing worse than a fan of Fleabags hearing someone talk about Fleabags who doesn't know anything about it.
School us, yeah. Please. Okay.
Oh, you got something trending?
Sure.
Let's get into that then, Lorraine, because that you are an expert in.
So I have to say something about what Lauren likes that I had not too long ago. Do you guys remember? And I will do a real what Lauren likes here in a second. But do you guys remember the shark wine glasses that
yes.
I found?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I ordered four of them, and the company shipped them in a bag.
Oh, so you are retracting your what Lauren likes?
Kind of. Yeah, they were shattered when they got to me.
Really?
Yeah, so now I don't know how I'm going to deal with that, but uh-oh. I'll figure it out. However, today's what Lauren likes. If you need a little extra height, I found socks that give you 2 centimeters, 3 centimeters, or 4 centimeters in a little bit of a lift in your shoes.
Really?
Yeah, which I thought was interesting.
Does a centimeter matter in height?
I guess so.
Huh, I guess, okay.
I mean,
I know an inch is a big difference, but...
Yeah, well, and I think a lot of people are using them not just for extra height, but if, like, maybe one leg is shorter than the other. Because I have that situation where I walk a little...
Sure, off.
Yeah. A little to the left. but we'll have that information for you up at kiss951.com.
According to IMDb, Fleabag says a dry-witted woman known only as Fleabag has no filter as she navigates life and love in London while trying to cope with tragedy.
Oh, that sounds like I'd hate it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I don't even know how to really explain what Eric, a.k.a. Muscles, who's sitting in for us this week, with us this week as producer Nicole will be back tomorrow. I mean, he's been here Thursday, Friday, and then today. And he had an interesting theory about a guy at the gym and right. why he thought he was gay. But it doesn't even really, Eric, it doesn't even really add up.
just listen to this train of thought. This train of thought is so crazy. We'll have it for you coming up.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show. Our producer, Nicole, is on a five-day bachelorette weekend extravaganza, if you will. They're having all the fun down in Key West.
She kissed a guy.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's gay. So
I know. Even Eric Muscles just snapped his head in here. He's like, what?
Right.
Yeah. Well,
I can't wait to hear that story.
She texted it to us.
Shocked.
Yeah. So filling in is Eric. He's our night guy. He works 8 to 10.
Here. I like the guy who thinks that she's straight.
Yeah,
I'd like to know his story.
He took a shot. Yeah.
You're exactly what I'm looking for in a woman. I've been dying to find someone like you.
Mm-hmm. No clue. He's clueless.
But yeah, you're right. Roy Muscles is here.
Yes.
And on Friday, he was telling us that he goes to a specific gym. And would you just repeat the story again so that I can hear it the way I thought I heard it the first time?
Just to make sure you heard it correctly?
So, yes. I was checking out a gym. I had to switch gyms.
Okay.
I needed to go to a new one. So I was like, okay, I'm going to try this one out for a couple of days and see how I like it. Because they usually give you a free trial before you sign on.
Okay.
So I went in there and the guy was showing me around, showing me everything. And we're almost done. And as a weird tidbit of information that he gives to me, he says, he points to a guy that's on a treadmill. And he says, oh, yeah, that guy right there, he works at Uptown Cabaret. And when he said that, in a very quick moment of word association, I thought strip club. Oh, that dude's a gay stripper. I was like, well, that's cool, but I'm not really into that. And he was like, oh, I didn't mean it like that. Which I guess maybe now thinking back, he maybe thought I was gay since Uptown Cabaret does not have gay strippers.
There's nothing gay involved in this.
It was a very quick moment of
let Muscles talk it out.
All right, go ahead. Work it out in your head.
I need to process this for a second. It was just a very quick moment of, like, Uptown Cabaret, strip club, that's a dude, I'm all right.
There's 2.8 billion people on the planet. You're the only one that would have taken that conversation to mean that.
That's like if I saw someone, you're like, hey, you see that guy? His name's Joe. I'm like, yeah? He's a plumber. Whoa. I want him working on my pipes, sir.
I ain't got issues. That is not the same thing, though.
Okay, but I don't think I don't think there are male dancers at Uptown Cabaret. I could be wrong, but I think he was probably telling you that he was like a bouncer and could like hook you up.
He could have said that, though.
Probably.
That's the most likely thing. Lord, I mean, he's working out.
Why would you just say, oh, he's a bouncer at Uptown Cabaret? He just said he works there.
Because Uptown,
I don't go to strip clubs, so I didn't know exactly. In my defense, I did not know exactly that it was in all, but though granted, the ads that we play are very...
Yes. And
email heavy.
Yes. And Muscles, we have to tell you, there's male strip clubs and female strip clubs, you know? And they don't, although it's not a bad idea to mix the two, I guess. Maybe Muscles is onto something here.
It's a new business plan. We're going to have a hybrid.
Yeah, maybe we can welcome Derek to the main stage and then all of a sudden welcome Denise to the main stage.
Oh, man.
I just thought it was hilarious that he made that connection.
And then let me give you this tidbit. There's a lot of male dancers who, in fact, are not gay. Because,
yes.
In fact, a lot of them are not gay.
Well, whether or not the male dancer is gay is beside the point. It's
how?
Like,
because I'm still trying
why
to...
Why would I be interested in that, though?
He's just telling you as something cool. Like,
yeah.
He probably thought you were into strippers.
That's a horrible selling point,
though.
I'm not
going to
choose a gym based on what's across the street from
me. I agree with you that wasn't the best way to close the deal.
But you know what? He clearly closed the deal with other people using that line.
Maybe the dude worked at the gym, too. He was like, hey, Jimmy, can you go on the elliptical really quick and just look real nice over there, and I'll show people around, tell them that you work across the street.
Just look hot, be glistening.
He did have very short shorts on and a very tight tank top. Not like normal shorts, like... Really,
I'm gonna fall out to the floor. Is that the gay attire?
No,
did I miss something?
It's the gay uniform.
Am I missing something?
Suffice to say,
but don't you wear tight clothes and like short shorts when you work out sometimes?
I don't
to get the
wear
ultimate
like shorts that barely go past.
That shirt's pretty tight, Muscles.
It's not that tight.
I can see your nipples, and it's not cold in here.
And no one assumed you were gay.
Yeah. That's beside the point.
Oh, Eric, it's so funny,
though. It was
just
a very quick moment of word association. I was like,
They get it. And for those people, Uptown Cabaret is a wonderful advertiser here on Kiss 95.1. And yes, no, I believe it's only female dancers, dude.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be looking for me to do it.
Male bartenders, bouncers, DJ might be a male.
Yes.
You told us that yesterday.
More specific.
You told us that when you left, we were on the room. We were like, I wonder where he jumped to that conclusion. And we were just trying to figure it out. We could not wrap our head around it.
I wrote down 8:35. Eric thought guy at the gym was gay because he worked at the strip club.
Which seems like the exact opposite. Like, right. If I heard that, I would think he would, you know what I mean? That he was not.
Yeah. Anyway, life is interesting, filled with interesting people. But
now, let me tell you, as a gay man, when I went to the strip club, my personal experience, I had a hard time looking at that. I had to look the other way the whole time at our lunch. So, if anything, I thought it was more clear that someone's not gay if they cut something.
Yeah. All right. So, Eric, you also put in some audio that we need to play. It's the top driving songs. Is that where we got this?
Yes, it's five most dangerous songs to drive to.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, like it will run you off the road?
Yes.
Okay.
Jesus takes the wheel has got to be. Got to be at the top of the list.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
So, do either of you have road rage, like behind the wheel of a car?
I really don't. And I used to when I was younger. But nowadays, I spend the majority of my time trying to figure out why everybody's angry at me. I've had people flick me off, and I'm like, what did I do? I thought I was doing great driving.
I'm the worst with road rage. Like, I love doing the job that we do because we get up so early and miss all the traffic coming and going to work. Like, I would much rather do that than sit in traffic.
Yeah, and the word rage is a little extreme. I mean, I think we're all annoyed and get angry at someone who cuts us off or, you know, somebody who doesn't use a signal.
Yeah.
Loran Maney has road rage. I've seen it.
The reason I bring up road rage is because it is dangerous, right? And a list of the most dangerous songs to drive to just came out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Apparently, these songs have a higher, like, BPM that elevates your heart rate, and then that in turn causes you to drive faster. And they're just good, like, driving songs in general, so you could, like, lose yourself in the moment.
Like, put your hands up if that's in the song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah. When you're jamming out in the car, these are the most dangerous songs.
You know, it's funny you should say put your hands up because that Party in the USA is on the list.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
What number is that?
It's number 2 on the list. Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. Don't put your hands up. Keep them on the wheel.
Such a good song.
Right.
Closing my eyes for a long period of time.
Start from the top. What you got?
All right. So the first song. Actually, you want to go from 5 to 1?
Whatever, yeah.
All right. So the fifth song on the list is Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, could you play the drums to it? Again, hands off the steering wheel, your air drumming.
Yeah. Maybe driving a little too fast at that point, too.
Okay.
Slow it down. All right. Number 4 is Don't Let Me Down by the Chainsmokers. I could lose myself in this song.
We play this a lot. Mm-hmm. Are we causing a lot of the traffic accidents?
Oh, I hope not.
In the Queen City?
I love the Chainsmokers. Don't let me down. And number 3 on the list, Manny, I think you're a big fan of this one, Mr. Brightside by the Killers. Gosh. All right. Number 2 we said was Party in the USA, and these are the most dangerous songs to drive to. For the South China University.
Oh, boy. All right.
And the number 1 most dangerous song to drive to is American Idiot by Green Day.
It does suck
when you get into an accident and there's a song playing. And then every time you hear the song, you think about that was the last thing I heard before, you know, I got into an accident.
And imagine if you're in one of our 5-minute segments and you hear us japping away and that's when you wreck. And then you hate us forever.
Yeah. I remember, see, I don't remember this, but I remember the stories. This is about a song, by the way. My family will tell this story. My cousins, my parents were there. My brothers were there. My one cousin had a graduation party at her house. And apparently a huge fight broke out after we left. Mm-hmm. Like some unwanted people came to this house party. And my cousins, who were New York State troopers at the time, like had to handcuff these people. Like it was bad.
Gosh.
But for like my cousins will tell you to this day, Soft Cell's Tainted Love was the last song that played before all hell broke loose. Like my one cousin Maureen is like, anytime I hear Tainted Love by Soft Cell, I go back to 1982.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I wonder how many people have a story like that.
Were they like a song or just like a memory attached to
like
something?
Like a song triggers a memory, something that happened. Like whenever you hear this song, good or bad, there's a positive or negative memory to it.
Leanne Womack, I Hope You Dance. You know that song?
No.
Really?
What is
that
memory?
I think that was my high school graduation song, I'm pretty sure.
Can you tell us why that memory triggers something?
It makes me cry every time.
Oh, my God. Roy. All right, we're going to find out why Roy cries over that. What song triggers a memory for you, whether it's negative or positive?
The MRL Morning Show on demand. WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
All right, we're talking about songs that have a specific history to them. Like songs where if you hear it, it reminds you of a negative thing. Like maybe that's the car wreck that you were in when that song was playing. Or maybe like there's a song that you were playing when your significant other came over to you and said, hey, I'm cheating on you. You know what I mean? Like, there's got to be a song where you're like, I can't hear it. You got to turn it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, there's also songs that have lots of positive memories.
Yeah. Maybe you were listening to, you know, the new Post Malone when you won the lottery.
That'd be a hell of a song. Loren gave us the songs that have, what was it, the most dangerous songs?
They're the most dangerous songs to drive to.
And this was number one.
American Idiot.
Which means the majority of the people, unfortunately, are listening to this song and then end up off the road or doing something. They get into a wreck, unfortunately. So, Roy, you had a song.
Yeah, Leanne Womack's I Hope You Dance is for sure the most negative. It's so sad to me.
Oh, God.
We played it at my great grandmother's funeral.
Aww.
And so every time I hear that, I vividly remember sitting at the funeral, and everyone is quietly listening to this song and just crying. And even as a little kid, I was like, this is so messed up. That everyone's just sitting in here listening to a song crying.
I don't know, because I guess I do kind of have a song like this then. I mean, this is real. I feel like really a downer. But you know the song...
It's a Monday. Hit us with it. Okay. And the rest of the week will be positive.
All right. You know the song 100 Years to Live?
Oh, that's another song.
And I might cry telling the story because the night that my dad passed away, I said goodbye to my dad and I went to the hallway and sat in the hallway and that song came on from somebody else's room.
Oh, man. So that's the song.
That's the song.
You're not even listening to it, and it's breaking you up, boo. And you didn't play it. Somebody played it. Okay.
It came on the TV from, like, somewhere else, and I was like, oh, my God.
Oh.
So if you hear that now, that's going to be your reaction. Yeah.
Yeah, but
it's true.
No,
these songs are a part of us.
I know, but, like, there's some, like, sick part of me that, like, loves to hear that song because I feel like my dad sent me the song. I swear.
Every time I think I have Loren figured out, and I'm like, oh, this poor girl, she's hurting over her dad. Lost her dad years ago of cancer.
This was 15 years ago.
Yeah. Then she hits me with, but I play it because I enjoy it.
I cry every time, but it's wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, man. Joe and Charlotte. How are you doing, Joe?
Hey, what's up, man? Are we all glutton for punishment or what?
I think so. I do. What's your story? What song got you?
Well, it's not just a song. It's an entire band. I can't listen to White Zombie anymore when I'm driving. I was in the military. I was on the return trip of a military transport mission and hit loose gravel on interstate and rolled a vehicle off a mountain and got hurt pretty bad. Led to my medical discharge. Everything's all right. You know, I'm living life okay. But ever since then, White Zombie cannot be played in the vehicle when I'm driving.
Is that because you were... Were you listening to it at the time?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. I had it playing on the stereo. And that's it.
And that's not even Rob Zombie, who I love White Zombie, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not even his fault. You know what I mean? He's like, damn it, I lost Joe, and I didn't even mean to do it.
Yeah, I see a CD. I see a White Zombie CD, and I get the shivers.
Oh, yeah, man. It's PTSD.
Yep.
You know, it's awful. Thanks, Joe.
We had tickets for him, but I guess we'll just hold on to it.
We were going to have a meet and greet with Rob Zombie. Just punches him, decks him.
Okay, let's talk with... This is
a good one.
Yeah, Valerie in Gastonia. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, mine's a happy memory.
Good. Hey, thank you. We need one of those.
Yeah, so to this day, whenever I hear Don't You Want Me, Baby by Human League, it takes me straight back to the skating rink.
Oh, yes. Yeah. This is a skating rink song.
It was popular, and they played it every time we were there, and I'm just straight back in the rink every time it comes on.
Yeah, you know, I went to one of the skating rinks that never renovated. You know, it was like the same thing.
None of them ever did.
Hey, those are authentic.
Yeah, man, and they still like played this music when you were in there. They have the audio system still from the 80s.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Hey, thanks a lot for listening, and thanks for calling, okay?
Thanks. Have a good day.
Yeah, man.
But these songs are so powerful. Like, could you imagine if you got broken up with and you happen to have a song on while you're getting broken up with?
That's what we want to hear. If anybody has a song that they remember when they found, like, they were listening to it, and they used to love it. Now they hate it because, you know, they got broken up with. 704-570-9595.
Kaylee in Indian Trail, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hey. Good morning. What's the song that you brings good memories or awful memories?
Okay, so it's not awful. It's not that dramatic, but I definitely was super embarrassed. So 2 years ago on a cruise, I did live band karaoke, and it was me. I got tipsy, and I decided that it would be a great idea to go up and sing karaoke, and I sang Killing Me Softly by the Fugees.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, live band, so the people were playing music really loud behind me. I could barely hear myself, and I thought that I was killing it. I was adding all this extra stuff.
You were killing it softly.
Oh, I was killing it loudly. And then I watched a video that my grandpa had taken, and it was awful. And I was so glad that I didn't see it until after I got off the boat. Because if anyone from the boat saw me, I would have been, like, so mortified to even look at them. But it was so bad. And now every time I hear that song, I just think about how I often sang karaoke, and I don't even enjoy it anymore.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's so funny that a karaoke memory. And by the way, Loren hates karaoke too. You're not alone, Kaylee.
Passion.
Well, I usually love it, but the live band just threw me off because I couldn't hear myself. So it was.
Hey, you like the album cuts? I got you. I got you.
Thanks, Kaylee.
My friends like to play it whenever I'm not.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm around, they're like, "Haha," and I'm like, "Stop."
Of course, friends do that because without friends, who needs enemies?
Right.
All right.
Exactly.
Thanks, Kaylee. Some text messages coming in, Loren. You got some good ones?
Hold on one second. I'm trying to get this to update.
Oh, okay.
We've got a new system, so it's like, sure, you know, they come in backwards.
Wonky. You know, the thing with the Leon Womack, the way they played it at the funeral, you know, I tell my, you know, everyone who, my family, I was like, if I ever died, do not play music at my funeral. Mm. That's so strange.
I have a playlist.
So does my friend Randy, and I think that's so weird. You just want people just to listen to music and be sad?
Yeah.
Mine aren't sad, though.
Oh, are they
that's
fun?
Good.
Yeah,
that's
mine,
good.
Are, mine are like, you know my music. We're playing
it's
safety
like jazz
dance.
Music.
S-S-S-S-A-A-A-A. 309 said, the last song I heard before my C-section was by Halsey. Now every time I hear that song, it reminds me of my daughter's twin's birth.
Oh, that's a wonderful memory.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's take one about a breakup, though.
All right, this is Marley in Taylorsville. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's the song that triggers good or bad memories?
Bad memories. A really actual painful breakup. He broke up with me to Hurricane by Luke Combs.
Ooh.
Do you know that one?
I don't.
What? How?
Country Roy. Well,
I mean, I know.
Don't listen to it. It's really sad.
Oh,
don't
okay.
go watch the music video either. It's about a breakup.
Is it a newer song or an older song?
It's like 2 years old.
So were you like in the car and just listening to music and then that's when he broke up with you? Or how did that song get mixed
up? We were in the car. Were in the car. Yeah, and it just...
It happened
like,
to be on.
We need to talk. And I'm like, no, we don't. Get out.
And it came on the radio or something?
No, it was playing through my phone.
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay.
I thought I was going to blame Tanner over at SOC for making you hate him. All right. Thanks, Marley. We got to finish on a positive note, Loren.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk with Katie and Charlotte. Hey, Katie.
Hello.
Hello. So what's the positive memory? What song triggers it?
Okay. So I was going through a court case. And it was actually one of my abusers that I was going to court through. And we won the case. But the song Katy Perry, Roar, is what I listen to show that I'm strong enough. And,
love it.
Like, that's how it spoke to me.
Good. That is so good. I love it. Now, you just, when you left and you won the court case, did you seek out the song and you plan to play that song? Or did you just happen to hop in and... It was on in your car.
It just happened to hop in, and it was like right after we won.
That's great.
That song came on, and I felt like that spoke to me.
So fitting. Cool.
Love it, Katie. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
And let me tell y'all, I can't tell you how many times we'll do a War of the Roses. And then we'll play a song, you know, because the War of the Roses is over, and people will text in and be like, that song choice was perfect, blah, blah, blah.
You guys are savage.
You guys are savage for playing that song about cheaters right after that. We don't even know the songs that we play.
No.
Someone else does that. Someone else handles that for the Pixar music. So, like, we didn't even plan for that to happen.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, you guys, this was a really cool segment that kind of popped up. So we appreciate you chiming in and telling us all these songs that have meanings. For you guys, whether positive or negative, it just shows you that music plays such an influential part in our lives, you know?
It does.
There's more than one way to listen live to the MRL Morning Show. Download the Kiss 95.1 app to stream us or hear what you missed with our daily podcast. Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.